This is the Voice of One Witness radio program, and I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And like I said, Mom is away, so Chip will play. Hey, we're here at Prayer Mountain and in the studio, and I'm excited about what I'm preaching. Man, if you haven't heard the last 2 days, it's a series called It's War. It's War. And it's coming from the right perspective. You know, thank God for the triumphant church that Kenneth Hagin taught the church at that particular time, and we needed it, and that's right, and that's the position that we are battling. But I'm going to tell you something, people. The Lord has told me recently, as a matter of fact, he told Oral before he left, the church is becoming in a wimpy state and a weakness, and we are to not be wimpy or weak. We are to be strong and courageous and warriors. And the reason why the church is getting soft is because we have lost the warring mentality. And the warring mentality is you know, to you're never going to question. You're going to not question what the enemy is doing, because no warrior or soldier out in the battlefield is going to question why bullets are flying or bombs are going off or people or his best friends around him are dying. They signed up for that, man. And they know that there's an enemy out there trying to kill him with a different agenda. But we as Christians in this more even real war are asking questions and wondering, God, is that your will? And God, why did this happen to them? They were a nice family. Listen, it's war. It's war. It's going to be that way until he comes back. It was that way when he left. Jesus, I'm talking about. And so we are the triumphant church, but we are at war. There's an enemy, but we have a different position. Now, I was talking yesterday about why our country has gotten into the state of softness or weakness. And it's because of our forefathers and our spiritual forefathers who, you know, they wrote the Declaration of Independence from sermons from pastors, not political leaders, from pastors. And all of the brigades that were led in the Revolutionary War were led by pastors. I mean, most of them. The English, called them, here's what they said. The British said this: if it hadn't been for those stinking preachers in the Black Regiment, that's what they called them because they wore black robes, there would have never been an American Revolution. Think about that. Because of the pastors and because of the preachers and the spiritual men. So we have gotten into a position where our nation has been blessed because we've had some strong, courageous men teaching our churches in our congregation who were not wimps, and they were not teaching them to be wimps. So this is what God needs. He doesn't need soft a church. He doesn't need reeds shaken by the wind, questioning everything that happens. He needs men and women of courage who are mighty and who will respond to the divine calling. Mighty men. Mighty women, men of iron nerve and strong hand with hearts of flames, not wimps, but warriors. We all have to deal with the simple command Jesus gave in Luke 19:13, occupy till I come. And occupying means you got to put on some pressure. Every generation since Jesus was here, all have thought he would return in their generation. And so far, they've all been wrong. I hope he does come in ours. But if he doesn't, I'm going to occupy and I'm going to fight in this war because there is an enemy out there. And no weapons formed against me shall prosper. That means weapons are being formed against me. And we need to have a warring mentality this day. And, you know, I said, Lord, well, you know, give me some scriptures to back this warring mentality up. And certainly he did. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says this: thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, how many know that soldiers have to endure hardness? They have to. That's part of war. Endure hardness. And here's what it says in the Amplified: take with me your share of the hardships and suffering which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Christ Jesus. Now, I love what it says here next. I want to read it to you in the King James and the Amplified. No man that warreth, that goes to war, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, so that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. Now, listen to this in the Amplified. It says, no soldier, when in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. This aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. Jesus enlisted us. We are enlisted to be a first-class good soldier who knows how to fight, who knows how to win, and knows the position we're fighting from. It is war. If we were, you know, again, I want to repeat, no soldier in real natural army out there in war is going to question why an enemy is attacking him. He knows why. They're not going to question why their friend just got killed. They know why. But here we are, the army of the Lord, the body of Christ, are questioning God, and we're questioning, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Well, maybe God knows things we don't know. No, no, it's simple. It's two words. It's war. That's what's going on around us. There is an enemy with a different agenda, and he's out to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. And if we're going to be a wimpy, soft church, he's going to win most of that battle. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus, because of his death, burial, and resurrection, has already put us in a position of authority that we can win and conquer, be more than conquerors, and triumph. But we can't be a weak, wimpy, soft, asking questions, why, wondering why things are happening. No, we got to get a warring mentality back into the church. Amen. Hopefully you're liking what you hear. But I don't like it any more than you do. But the sooner you understand and recommit your mentality, the better off you will be. Because God is a warrior. It says in the Bible, he's the man of war. We are created in his image. This is an inner warrior in us. There's inner warriors in some of you waking up right now. You've been listening to the last 2 days and this day. Your inner warrior is high-fiving. He's chest bumping. You were created to win. You were created to fight. No wonder God said, prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. Wake up the warriors, because there is a good life. He didn't say, wake up the wimps. He said, wake up the mighty men. And you know, a great illustration of this is in Joshua. And in Joshua 1, chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, and I'm here in the studio with my Bible, should have already been turned there. But I can get there quickly. I'm already there. Joshua, now let me read this to you. He just takes over for Moses. Now, that's a big thing, you know. And so God gives him the commands of be strong and courageous. Yeah, see, there he says it three times. Don't be wimpy. Don't be a weak, wimpy, cowardly guy. You're going to have to fight. And so here Joshua gets ready to go into his first fight. And he takes over, and then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, and I will read it to you. Pass through the host, pass through the army, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan. Do you notice what he's saying here? What a pregame speech this is. You will pass over. You're not going to lose. You're not going on this battlefield and losing. You're going to pass over the Jordan. You're going to go possess the land which the Lord your God giveth to you to possess, the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh. There's three tribes right there. And Joshua said, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God. Now, he's telling this before they go out to their first battle. The Lord your God had given you rest, and he has given you this land. We need to remember the words that God has given our Brother Hagin and others and Oral Roberts. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all you mighty men of valor, and help them. Now, this is very interesting. When I read this out of the Jewish commentary from the sages, this is what the rabbi said about when he said, you mighty men of valor. Apparently, this is coming from the rabbis. Apparently, Joshua did not ask for all the men of fighting age, because this would account for an apparent discrepancy according to the census in Numbers 26. Because there were over 100,000 fighters in three tribes that he had. In other words, he had 100,000 who were qualified to fight. But everybody knows that in that battle, only 40,000 participated in this battle. Now think about it. 100,000 he has on in his army, but he didn't even take half. He took 40,000. He had 100,000. Apparently said, I don't want all of you. Now, all of you you could fight, but I only want the mighty men. You know what he said? I only want the strong ones. I only want the brave ones. I only want the courageous ones. I only want the loyal ones. I only want This is the ones who I want. And you know, I started thinking about this. What if every pastor was asked by God, now listen, tomorrow you are going to fight Satan himself. No little low-level devils outside of your church. Now you go into your church and you pick out your warriors. Now I guarantee you no pastor is going to take every one of his people. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he loves you. And he doesn't want some daughters and sons missing a mama or a dad and get killed in battle. He's only going to take the strong, mighty, courageous, brave, loyal ones. And I want you to ask yourself, are you that one? Would your pastor ask you to go out and fight that fight? Because Joshua said, no, I'm not taking 100,000. It's not about numbers right here. It is about mighty, strong warriors with a mentality to fight and win. And that's what I'm asking you people today. We are the body of Christ. We have been given authority. We are the triumphant church, and we have been told to occupy. But my goodness, we don't need to get soft. We need to have a warring mentality. We need to put pressure on the enemy. We need to continually be the champions and the conquerors and the warriors that God has called us to be. And when we get from this mentality back, it's war. That means you're never ever going to question anything that happens to you. You're not going to question why the devil attacked you here or why the devil attacked you me here. You know, one time I was teaching this, and a man who actually fought in war, he said, me and my best friend enlisted in the same year together. And he said, and we played Army when we were little. And he said, all of a sudden, we're on a real battlefield. And he heard this message. And he said, Chip, I'm over there. And all of a sudden, my best friend who's next to me gets killed. He said, everything, and we're in high combat. Bullets are flying. He's sitting there laying dead. He said, everything in me wanted to mourn and lay down and just mourn and cry over my best friend. He said, I knew that if I did that, that I would also die too. He had to step over his body and continue on the attack to win that particular battle, which they did. Now, that's a sad story, but it's a true life story, and it's happening all the time. But do you realize that even more so in the spirit realm, we are at war? Quit questioning and mourning and not understanding. Get your warrior mentality back. Get on the offense. Get in the Word. Get in your confessions. Get your war mentality on. Get your war on. And that's what we've been speaking on all week. And we're going to also teach this to your youth. Get your youth to our youth rally. It's the 10th annual youth rally in Branson, Missouri, Champions for Christ. I'll be there. Billy Brim, Mom will be there. Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to train up some soldiers to win back some schools and win back some families and communities, and you need to get them there. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 or find out about, or write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And get on our website at www.champions4christ.org. Find out about this. Call us. And get your kids to this. It not only is it just an impacting, life-changing meetings, week-long meetings for your kids, and it happens every year, but we'll have fun too. We're going to go on the showboat and the water parks and the roller coasters and everything else. So this is Chip Brim from Branson, Missouri, saying it's war.